Thank you. Thank you. man from Rob Wasserman in the house tonight. Man from Trick or Treat.
Judge, so consider yourself warned, it is Halloween.
Well, basically, Boston's a great place. We love coming here every time. It's great to spend a holiday with you. And, well, I guess there's just one more thing left for me to say.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you.
Thanks for coming out tonight, y'all. This is something we've been looking forward to for a long time. Glad we could share this evening with you. We're gonna bring out Papa's in the house. Let's bring our judge out here. And let's bring the five finalists of this costume contest out. Although I want to preface it by saying, I'm looking out and I see some amazing, amazing shit. Y'all have gone to great lengths. The party spirit is in the house. I'm gonna let you take it from here, my man.
I've seen some of the costumes backstage. We got quite a treat. Work for some good stuff here. So how you guys feel? You guys feeling good? Wait. You know the best thing about the Vulcan uniform? You gotta go to Renaissance fairs and pretend you beamed there. And observe like the Renaissance people go, ah, their customs are so rudimentary, Captain. Alright, let's bring in our first contestant. You know, there's a rule, the hot chick always wins. It's Wonder Woman. And, Buckethead. You can't argue with Buckethead. And we have the states of Florida and, what is that? Ohio. Yep, there's Ohio and Florida. Two familiar sights. Shane from Aqua Teen Hunter Force. Oh, then there's a giant bomb. An ever-popular, I mean, you gotta admit, the work that went into this, look at the lighter, I mean, look at the orange hairs, the delicate hair. It even smells like the good stuff. But we can't forget, look, Greatest American Hero was one of my heroes. And believe it or not, sometimes I feel like I'm walking on air. So, I think we should put it to a some sort of crowd vote, or what do you guys think? Should we do we're gonna vote? Or should we do a crowd approval thing, you know, Mamu? Yeah. Wait, should we leave it up to just like a mob rule chant? Like who's gonna chant better? Alright, how many for the bomb? For my personal Wonder Woman bondage fantasy. How much for Buckethead? Come on. How about Ohio and Florida, respectively? How about whatever the hell that is?
Holy shit, we have a last minute entry, Bobber.
Oh, we have a last minute entry. It's Treebeard, I believe, from Lord of the Rings. Wait, there's two hot chicks now. There's an Old West hot chick, I'm assuming, right? Yeah, Ziegfeld girl. Well, she's just her. She's fabulous is what she is. All right, I think it's pretty clear. Mob rule has pretty much spoken. I think we're talking about the bomb. I mean, who can argue? Wonder Woman. But, you know, I think we gotta give it to the bomb. I mean, doesn't that seem? Everybody wants to contest the. I mean, we could vote. Oh, see, yeah, alright, he's already thrown the bouquet. in a sense, according to the rules of ancient Halloween customs, we now can marry him, cook him, kill him, and eat him in that order. So, yeah, it's an old Celtic sacrifice ritual. He doesn't quite know about, but we'll tell him all about it backstage. And on a positive note, the meat will be used to feed local school lunches. So that's good. A little gift to the Shriners. So let's get up to the bomb. He won. Got the bomb. There. So, do you know how many licks it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? It takes exactly 320. Trust me. Elwood. It's always good to see Elwood. And Cher before the surgery? No, Amelia. Oh, it's Canadian. Oh, you're Canada? Oh, that's right. You guys got engaged. I heard about that. Got engaged in Fort Lauderdale, and now they're here tonight. I got engaged in Pennsylvania, and I'm here tonight. But yeah, see, once you're engaged, you get to say all kinds of things. So anyway. You know, it just kind of makes you wonder. In this cuckoo, crazy kind of world, what does Halloween mean anymore? It's a bring-it-in kind of weenie sort of thing. To send a balloon off into the world, you hope that it doesn't get popped. You hope that nothing bad happens to you, but you know it probably will wind up shriveling away or bursting into flames. But that's the way it is with a balloon. You just can't let it go. You have to let it go. Cuckoo cat. We'll be right back.
what you have to decide is that trick or is that treat?
Part hooker, part candy.
So we're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be right back with a lot more music. If you haven't seen the last of this guy yet, stick around. A lot more coming your way, y'all. Happy Halloween. We will be right back with plenty more coming your way. Enjoy yourselves, y'all. This 10 years ago, she might have been a housewife, might have been a home. Angels and prostitutes might look the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. That was the director's cut.
Thank you.
another song, and we're very happy to do this here in the great city of Boston, Massachusetts. Well, I've loved you since the sixth grade.
Yo, Charlie, make it loose. Thank you.
think we're running shy on time. We got time for one more of what you boys can say. Thank you. Thanks again, Boston. Thanks, Roxy. We'll see y'all soon. I just want to mention real quickly that we probably have a few minutes before they aggressively kick us out, so we're going to come say hello to all of you back here. We got some posters that our friend made for the night, some t-shirts that our other friend made for the night, so check them out. Other than that, we'll see you guys soon. We'll see you back here in just a couple minutes. Thanks again for coming. We'll be right out. Thanks.